Rabbi Shlaima Manas.
So now I would like to speak a few shailas, interesting shailas about ribbis. Reuven and Shimon have been good friends for years. And Reuven decides to open up a new bakery. And Shimon, his good friend, wants to put an ad in the advertiser. Like you've seen in the last few weeks, wishing bracha v'atzocha v'chol ha'inyonim, panosa v'shefa. He wants to put an ad in the advertiser. Is he allowed to? Because a few weeks before, he borrowed some money from Reuven, and he hasn't paid him back yet. He's been friends for years. He knows he's not doing bechlal asakras atayif. He's doing it completely because he's a good friend of his. He would have done it anyway. Does the matter change? Does the halacha change? Because he lent him money. That's shaila number one. Shaila number two. There's two friends actually been chavrusas for years. But they live in different parts of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is very big. Many shuls. They never daven in the same shul together. One Shabbos, someone's making a simcha, and they daven in the same shul. And one wants to buy an aliyah for the other one. The spare aliyah, he wants to buy it for him. It's chavrusa, been chavrusa for years. The maisa, he borrowed the money from him a few days before, and he hasn't paid him back. But it's clear, he knows he's doing it. It's chavrusa, he would have done it years before. He never had the opportunity. They never done them together. Now he's got the opportunity, he wants to buy him an aliyah. If what?
They're
on
the same shul.
So why didn't he do it until now?
Yeah,
right. That's shaila number two. Shaila number three. Somebody had a baby boy. Mazel tov is bechor. And he wants to give his father some dekos. The problem is, he borrowed money from his father a few weeks before. He knows he's not giving us al sakras atayf. He wants to give it to his father. He gives some dekos to his father. What? No shayla. Case number four. Somebody's good friend is making his first bar mitzvah. And he wants to send something in for Shabbos, some chocolates. And he's borrowed money from him a few weeks before. He hasn't paid him back. Can he send in his box of chocolates? He would have done it anyway. He knows his claw, he would have done it anyway.
If what?
If he would have paid it back, would it change? We'll have to see. This time will come to that, Beit Hashem. But let's talk about it. He hasn't paid him back yet. Let's go to the Makor. Shulchan Aruch writes that the normal halvah, if a person borrows money and wants to carry on giving a teva to somebody, if it's something he anyway would have done, certainly if he did it in Tona, and even if he didn't do it in Tona, but it's something he would have done anyway, and he's 100% sure by himself, he's not doing it as hakaras hatov, then it's mutter. It's called rogil. If a person's rogil to do this teva to his friend, certainly if he's done it before, v'alvah. And even if he hasn't done it before, but it's something he would have done. Just the opportunity never arose. That's also mutter. It's mutter to be able to carry on doing it. Carry on and to do it for the first time if it's something he would have done anyway. But, and this is the chiddush that not many people know, the halacha changes when it's done in public. When these things are done in public, And halacha changes completely. It's called a chumra b'farhesia. It's done in public. If I want to do a toiva to somebody in public, like giving an aliyah barabim, then it changes. Not the loans in public, the matonas in public. Even if the loan is in private, right? The loan was in private, the matona is now in public, the halacha changes. How does it change? That it's only muta if I've done it before. The fact that I would have done it before, just I never had the opportunity to do it, is not good enough. Why is that so? This comes from a mashal, the Shachin Kufsam Achor brings down. And when it's done before Hesia, it's asa. Unless he's done it before once, he cannot do it. Even if he's 100% sure that he's not doing it asa kara asa teif. Now the reason being is that things that are done in private, one to one, I've borrowed in private, I'm giving back, only the Malva himself knows I'm giving him, then he knows he's my good friend, the Seda. He knows that I'm not doing it because of Rivas. He knows we're Chavrusas together. That's fine. But when it's done in public, you're dealing with a crowd, we're Chayesh, Chazal were Chayesh, that maybe one person knows of the Halvon, even though it was done in private. The Chayesh, one person might find out, and he doesn't know that you're good friends. Everyone knows you're good friends. Many people might know, but one person might not. Als Maris Ayin, Mashal says Chazal acid it. And I made it only mutter if it's done before.
Because everybody else did not give it before.
Sorry?
Only guy who saw me today giving
it here, so
now I gave it a month ago.
Today, what's your case?
The first time a month ago, I gave it before we were here. I bought him earlier last time.
Right.
The person who saw me give the last, that one yesterday, he only saw the last time I gave it here. He won't now give it 1 month ago.
And Dana, what's the case? But it's going to be, it has to be the same crowd who were there the first time. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. So, same one person who may have seen it. It's the same shul, the same people.
Right. Otherwise, you won't be able to have that minor. You're saying a very valid point. I'm just saying the klolim, and there's going to be a certain area that we have to leave. Very good, very good. Now, let me just add on one point. This chumra b'farhesia, avada, it's not shaykh if the halval was 10 pence. If I borrow 10 pence, no one's going to say I'm buying him an aliyah because of my akaras hatayif. Avada, we're talking about ashena schum. What that schum is, yesh lodum. But we're talking about ashena schum that people can now think, because of that amount of money, I've got akaras hatayif now, I'm going to buy him an aliyah. But avada, if the halval was 10 pence, I've never bought an aliyah before, you go right ahead and buy him as many aliyahs as you want. No one's going to think you're doing your asa ribis. So the moment we said, if I have said there's a chumrah, that even if you would have done it before, it doesn't help unless you've done it before once. Unless you've done it once before. But, as Kwele said before, that this is only shaykh, this chumrah, if it's something that people may think that you're doing asa karasatev. If something that's your du'a lakoyl, either everyone knows we're good friends, or everyone knows that this type of thing that I'm giving him, it's got no kesha to akaras hatayif. It's a dumb thing in the world. Everyone does this type of thing. Then, it's not shaykh amaras ayin. Because the whole problem is, someone's going to think that maybe you're doing akaras hatayif. But if no one's going to think such a thing, then it's absolutely mutter. So now let's go back to the cases that we spoke about. The first shayla, two good friends, and Reuven's opened up a bakery, and Shimon wants to put an ad in the advertiser, l'choya, that is proper b'farhesia. Says on it 3,600 copies. Yeah, that's how many people are going to find out about it. And so there, he's never done it before. This is the first business he's opening up. L'choya, it's a proper b'farhesia. If he's in the middle of the halvah, he hasn't paid back, that will be osa to put that ad in. But the Maisa, there is an Eitzah on how to be able to get to it. How to be able to put the ad in. If he puts the ad in, anonymous. So you're going to get to the cupboard. Yeah, everyone sees. Rochamah Atzlocha, very good schmack. No one can say, hey, this person maybe. Oh, and then afterwards you go in private and tell him, I was the one who put it in.
Or I told your best friend, there you go. Okay. Your best friend is, I know your best friend, Yanko. Maybe I don't know the reason why he's going out to tell this because it's a chogger.
If you write your best friend, maybe that would be. There's a way to be able to get out of it, to be able to still give him the brachas that you wanted to give. The other shayla, the gabe da aliyah, you want to buy aliyah for your good chavrusa. It's also befarhesi. Yeah? If you've never done it before, your mamish, you would have done it as a chavrusa. I was desperate to give him some episode covered. No? You haven't done it before? It's also to give it, even though you would have done it, nothing to do with alpha. Sorry?
You get
it's not. It's not from Levi to Lamar. The whole is from the Levi to Lamar. If it's not from Levi to Lamar, then it doesn't stop.
I'll pay for it. I'm just telling you to pay. You paid, so nobody can say it's me. You buy me there, and then afterwards, I said, by the way, it's me. I'm going to say it first. You have it. It's on me. It's not
yours. Yeah. Okay. The Mara sign, there's no Mara sign, no one's going to know about that point. Everyone thinks it's the other person who got it. Yeah. Oh, so that we come to, it's just to finish off the other case, the third case, about Sunday course. So, as we mentioned before, this Nakuda, no one's in their right mind going to think that I'm giving a Sunday course to my father because he lent me money. I always want to give it to my father. Memela. Avada, it's muta, even though he's never given tzadikos, it's bechor, he's never given tzadikos to his father. Muta to go ahead and give it. Fourth case, when you want to send in chocolates to your chava, who's making bar mitzvah for his bechor, so here, it's one to one. Or might say, it will depend. If he's going to send in a fancy thing of chocolates, and the person's not going to eat it, and he's going to leave the card and be there during the kiddush, and then Hanami, everyone's going to see it's from Levi to Yehuda. But in a normal case, where he's just going to give it, he's going to give it out to his family, there's no propriety involved. So then, even if he's never done it before, as long as he's sure by himself that he's not doing it as a Quran Satayif, then it'll be mutter. Because when it's not propriety involved, then you don't have to have done it once before. Even if you would have done it before, so he's never had the opportunity to do it, that's also okay.
Is it considered, when I said, I gave a presentation, he puts it in his kiddush, in his room, on his table, but my father. Right. Is that
fancy? Everyone's going to see it. And everyone's going to see Yana goes to Yana.
People
look at
somebody else's
power. There are people, unfortunately, who do it. Yeah. But the Maisa, even these cases, a person has to be honest with himself. To be able to be Mutter, it has to be. You know exactly, 100% clear, I'm not doing it as a Quran Satayif. No, a person himself can't do it as a Quran Satayif. Rogil, the whole head of Rogil is something he would have done even without the Alva. It has to be, I'm not doing it as a Quran Satayif. No, I'm saying, in case where it's Mutter. In case where it's Mutter. Even the case where we said it's Mutter, let's say, by, not the Fahesia where you would have done it, and the Fahesia where you've done it before. It has to be that you're honest with yourself, you're not doing it as a Quran Satayif. It's a very hard thing. A person lent £10,000. You got akhara satayif to him. You have to be honest with yourself. I'm not doing it as akhara satayif. If a person's not sure, you have to go. You have to be machmir. The person has to be sure that he's doing it only as yedidus, only something he would have done. Now there's an interesting tshuva in Shevet Halevi from Rav Vosna. He writes there, Rav Chaim Moshe Feldman. I'm sure you heard of him from London. He writes there, Tshuva to Rav Vosna. Now one day he was in shul, and he got called out for an aliyah. Off he goes. Either he asked the gabba who bought it for him, or he saw who bought shlishi and then he got it. Call upon him, he's about to say Baruch Hu. Suddenly he chaps, gavalt. This person who bought it for me, I lent him plenty of money. Awesome. This is a mashal. The fahesia, it's in public. He's never done it for me before. What should I do now? Go down, make the bracha. What should I do? I'm stuck. No time to ask her off. Kopan, he writes to Rav Vosna, some tzad he had to be mekel. He wants to know what Rav Vosna's data on the matter. Rav Ozman says, Lemaisa, the covered you've already got. The covered is going up. That already, Rav Ozman took on, that's pasha to him, that the covered's been received. What? Oh, so that's what Chaim Moshe wrote, so that's what Chaim Moshe said to Yomati was. As it's called the covered abrius, if I'm going to go down, everyone's going to see, hey, what happened there? Ah, Yana borrowed money. What? Yana reich mensch. He needed to borrow money. You made a bush of him. Go upon him. What? Oh, so my over here is only Ribbis Rabbanon. Ribbis Day Rice is only if the Shas, the Atro, Monsieur Samois, the Shas, he gave the money, he said, Altanai, you buy me an aliyah. Or when you extend the Alvar, if you make the Tanai B'Shas, you extend the Alvar, it's also Deraisa. But any other time, if Mimi, returning Atoiv, after the middle of the Alvar, I decide I want to give you a present, it's Ribbis Rabbanon. Now, what's an Afkamina Ribbis Deraisa Rabbanon? If I've already received it, there's an Afkamina. If someone's already given a Malva Da'ano, then if it's Ribbis Kutuzza with Ribbis Deraisa, then Bezdin Kamim Chayiv you to give it back. But Ribbis Rabbanon, even if you received it, once you received it, then Bezdin can't be mechayev you. You're chayev bidei shamayim to give it back. It's much less of a darg. You're only chayev bidei shamayim. You're chayev to give it back bidei shamayim. So Rav Ozman says, Lamaisa, you received the covered, you've already received the whole ano. You've got it. So now, it's a shayla bidei shamayim. It's Ribbis Rabbanon bidei shamayim. So he's been sudden, maybe even mokum mitzvah, maybe you can be mekel. But Lamaisa, he was very happy. Rav Chaim Moshe himself paid for the aliyah. Chaim Moshe himself decided, I'm paying for the aliyah. But Lamaisa, one of his cheshbonos was, as covered abrius, you could be makel as well by Din Rabbanon. The Shazim Sikkum of what we learned tonight, to be able to give matonas to a malva, it's muta if something is betzina. If no one knows about it, then it's muta, of course, if you've done it before. And even if you haven't done it before, if you're 100% sure that you would have done it, even without the avon, you can do it. Masha'inka, when it comes to a fahesia, then it's more chomel, and the only heter to be able to give it, even if you're 100% sure that you're giving us friendship and not akaras tatoi for the havon, it's only muta to give if you've done it once before. Unless, one case, it's muta, if everyone knows that it's no keshe, like it's under course, everyone gives to their father, then it's muta even if you've never done it before.